We would like to speak to you about confusion and your spirit. It seems an unlikely topic, and yet this is a place where we are always positioning ourselves. Let us go to the expectation that is, the villain of the piece, which is that because you love your spirit and your heart and you are one with what you love, that translates always into knowing exactly what you should do and how you should do it. So we would like to dissuade you of that right away and say that is what we would call an unrealistic expectation in life. There is a bridge between what you love and what you know and your spirit and how that is going to work in the world. However, because the kind of world you live in so loves telling you exactly how things should be that it simply does not address the bridge. And so very often we find ourselves in confusion around our lives. I know what I love and I know what is good for me. And after the end, it is as though there is a great chasm of confusion. It is unfortunate that no one has ever spoken, particularly to women, we must say, about the bridge between your heart and what you are doing in the world. So we are going to speak to you about it. And what that bridge is asking you to be able to look at what are referred to as the realities. From our position, we find that amusing, but on earth, we understand that that is what you are dealing with. To look at them, to take, this is important, to take money out of whatever equation you're running, and we know that is difficult. And then to actually use the wisdom of your heart with every small thing that you encounter, and let your heart speak to you yes or no or maybe, whatever it might be, and to keep gathering things until you have gathered what is something of a plan, and your heart is with you on that plan. Now, we must speak to you of the danger involved here, and that is, you are so used to putting yourself down or putting yourself to one side or not to checking with your heart about things that you might make excuses for some of the things you are accepting. In other words, we are going to make up a scenario here. Let us say that you want to be in a new job situation. And so you know your heart wants to leave. You know your heart wants to do something more fulfilling or more creative. But immediately, what happens? What happens is the money. Can I make a living with the things that my heart loves? And then once you have done that, you have polluted your power. This sounds very odd, we know, but you must stay with us on this, because when you stop consulting your heart, then you lose your own path. You're not on your path anymore, because now you are worried about the money, about the type of job, about the millions of things that you worry about. And what you have done is you have broken the bridge. There's only all of this chatter and confusion and what other people are telling you, All that is going on, and your heart is left behind. So you are doing, of course, what you have taught to do, to be practical in the world. But what we are saying to you is that you can only be genuinely practical when your heart is with you every step of the way. Now, that does not mean that that something is perfect, but let us say that the job you wanted did pay the money that you want and you could get to it in time, but it treated its employees very badly, and you knew about that. Your heart is going to reject that job, even if your mind does not. Your mind might well say to you, well, perhaps they're not bad to all of their employees, and maybe I would be the employee they would not be bad to. You're familiar with this kind of thinking because it's patriarchal. You were taught to think in this way. What we are saying is that you want to take time and gather in from every direction and pass by the heart and let the heart attach to the things that it loves. It is a discipline because it is certainly not in your upbringing, but it is a great discipline because that is what makes the bridge between where you are and where you want to be. When you allow yourself to know what is good for you, what is true for you, what is not good for you, what is not true for you, then when you allow yourself to know all that, you in essence gather a circle of energy, and it is energy that attracts. We've spoken to you a bit about this before. There is a line between heaven and earth. And our job is to do everything we possibly can up to the line. And above the line, it belongs to the universe. This is a very similar thing. When you allow yourself to know everything about yourself, everything that you love, everything that is dear to you and that makes you feel alive, everything that makes you know that you are on the true path of your life. Then, after you have done that, you have done your work up to the line. And above that line, the universe then will aid you. It will bring you things in unlikely ways. It will send you in directions perhaps you had not thought of before. But once you have allowed your heart to speak to you about every possible thing, you are in essence calling the universe. And you are saying, I have done. I have done. I have examined. I have felt. I have listened to everything that my heart wants me to know. And you have heard it, and now I am calling on you for help. And that is the pattern, the way it was designed to be for woman, and actually for man as well, but that may be a little more difficult task for man. Now, what does this mean? Does this mean that you will bring in that which is perfect? No, it does not mean that at all, because it is earth, and as we all know, there is no perfection on the earth. But it will allow you to draw to you the things that are like you, and with the help of the universe, the things that will support you. And that gathering in, that is how you walk over the bridge and into the place you actually want to be in life. Now, you must remember your own uniqueness in this. Let us say you bring in the situation that you want to bring in. It will not be perfect because there are no perfect situations. But if you bring in one that does not offend your heart, then you will be fine. If you have drawn in something that offends your heart, you will never be fine. And that is part of the learning of the crossing of that bridge. So as you are all growing and moving forward and making changes, do not forget the power of your own heart. And this is not the place to play a game. Because if your heart is repelled by something, no matter how great the situation, it is not for you. And you would be actually offending your heart by trying to push yourself into it. So we know this is something of a new way of looking at creating something new. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe deeply and easily. Be aware that the energy and the air around you is full of peace, and that the color of the energy is a light, vibrant blue. And as you breathe in peace, exhale fear. Be aware of an energy that surrounds you and protects you. And know that within that energy, you are safe. Everything that you feel is safe. Everything that you know is safe. And feel the protection all around you as you breathe. Move your attention into your heart center and see the bright flame that is your spirit. And let the energy from that flame fill in this space where you are safe. Feel the golden light of the universe coming into your open crown to fill you, to heal you, to inspire you. And feel the crown open more widely than it ever has been. And know that this is the universe saying, there is more for you than there ever has been. And we are sending it to you in love and wisdom and in safety. Let the golden light flow down to your body and into your third eye. And feel the third eye wake up and become clear and remember your own power to intuit, to look in, to look out, and to know deeply all that there is. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into your throat. And let that golden light fill your throat. And feel all the harsh or judgmental things you may have said to yourself, all the doubt, all the fear. Let the golden light displace that, from your throat and from this place of safety where you are, and it is gone. And the voice inside of you speaks of love. And feel the golden light flow down through your body and into your heart. And see the beauty of your heart center. How it is like a beautiful country of its own, unique to you. See what grows there. And see where water flows. And refresh yourself. And see that the golden light of the universe is feeding your heart and allowing this center to expand, to become more, richer, wiser, more joyful. Feel the golden light flow down into your solar plexus. And feel that golden light displace and remove from your field all of the emotions that may have been there that do not serve you in this moment, in this time of knowing. Feel them pulled out of your body and out of your energy. So in the solar plexus, there's a place for joy. There's a place for comfort. And a place for inspiration. And all the emotions that go with that. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the second center. And let the golden light in the second center displace old shame, old limitation, old judgments. Feel them pulled out of your body, out of your field. And see in that second center a beautiful waterfall. A waterfall that allows you to experience all of life. But let the waterfall wash away what you do not wish to keep. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the root. And feel the root connect with the energy of the other chakra centers, especially the heart. And feel the golden light begin to speak to the root about how to create on the earth, about how to create in harmony with everything else that is truly you. And let the root release fear and release limitation. And hold in the root a place for your dream. Let the golden light fill your body, your thoughts, your trunk, heal everything that it touches. Warm and support every place that it goes. And all in the safety of this place that has been for you. Move into your heart center and see that there is a circle of gold with a gift that the universe has left for you. Breathe and rest the mind. Know the gift. when you've known the gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body,